Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Warmth, color, and light will be on this week's program. The warmth will be from Chinese-American composer Chen Yi and her welcoming piece for orchestra. The color will be Deep Purple, the title of the first movement of Libby Larson's Third Symphony, and the light will be the piece of that name from composer Margaret Brouwer. Then we'll say goodbye with a tiny travel song of Meredith Monk. We'll begin with music of Chen Yi. Born in China in 1953, she is the current recipient of the Charles Ives Living, a $225,000 prize awarded every 3 years by the American Academy of Arts and Letters. The prize's only condition is that its recipient forswears any employment outside composition for the three-year term. Miss Chen was born in Guangzhou and studied piano and violin as a child. She came into contact with the traditional music of her country during the Cultural Revolution when she was forced to relocate to the countryside for 2 years. At age 17, she was released to serve as concertmaster and composer for the Beijing Opera Troupe. In 1977, she enrolled at the Central Conservatory in Beijing, where she studied composition with Wu Xiang and with the British composer Alexander Gore. In 1986, she became the first woman to earn a master's degree in composition in China. That year, Miss Chen came to the United States to study at Columbia University, where her teachers included Mario Davidovsky and Chu Wencheng. She completed her doctorate in 1993 and became composer-in-residence for the Chanticleer Men's Choir, the Women's Philharmonic, and the Aptos Creative Arts Program, all in San Francisco. She then joined the composition faculty of the Peabody Conservatory and in 1998 was appointed to the faculty of the Kansas City Conservatory. The piece we'll hear is called Duo Ie, No. 2, for full orchestra, and it dates from 1987. The composer tells us that the Duo Ie is an ancient traditional song and dance form of the Dong minority in the Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region of China, in which people stand in a circle and dance in slow steps while singing Ya Duo Ie in chorus. The lead singer extemporizes the lyrics, extending a warm welcome to guests or celebrating a happy occasion. That gives us the warmth of this program's title. Chen Yi says that she traveled to the Guangxi district of the Dong and Yao minorities with a group of composers from the Central Conservatory of Music in 1980. The warm scene left such a deep impression on her that she wrote a piano solo piece, Duo Ye, as a result of this field trip, which won the 4th Chinese National Composition Competition in 1985. The Central Philharmonic Orchestra of China commissioned her to rewrite the piece for full orchestra in its 1987 U.S. tour. That's where we get the title of Duo Ie No. 2, because it's the one for full orchestra. This performance will be with the Women's Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta, to whom the composer dedicated the piece in 1993.